This is the Spurs Cast with your host, Paul Garcia.
And welcome back to another episode of the Spurs Cast. In today's episode, I'll be discussing the Spurs' last three games, Victor Wembanyama's minutes restriction, and another new starting lineup for the team. Let's go ahead and jump right into this episode. So I hope everyone had a very good holiday weekend. I'm recording this episode on Wednesday evening when the Spurs are off, and then I won't be back until the new year with another Spurs Cast episode. So let's first begin by discussing the Spurs' last three games since we last recorded a Spurs Cast episode about a week ago when I had Colin Reed on here as a guest. So the team has not been doing very well in these last three games, and actually they're on a five-game losing streak again here. So let's go back to last Thursday. The Spurs are on the road at Chicago to play against the Chicago Bulls. They ended up losing by 19 in this game. It was close for about three quarters, but then in the fourth quarter, the Bulls completely took over. They led by as many as 22 points. This is the first game that Victor Wembanyama was on a minutes restriction, and we'll talk more about his injury situation a little bit later in this episode. So Wemby was on a minutes restriction. Then on Saturday, the Spurs go on the road to Dallas to play the Dallas Mavericks. They ended up losing by 25, but losing by 25 wasn't as bad as how much they were down by. So in this one, this is the one where Wemby where he injured his ankle. Actually, he had already been out before due to an injury, but then this one he ends up getting hurt before the game even starts. So what ended up happening was he was doing some warmups before the game even began, and then he ends up finishing. I don't know if it was a dunk or a layup, but as he's on the baseline, there was a ball boy from the Mavs there under the basket, and Wemby actually steps under on his foot. There's some video that's going around. So he ends up getting injured. And then he said he could play, but the Spurs wanted to be very cautious. So Coach Pop and the medical staff decided to sit him out in that game against the Mavs. So there was no Wemby in this game. So for this game, it was close in the first half. The Spurs battled with Dallas, but then Dallas completely took over in the second half. They ended up dominating. They led by as many as 41 points. And then that's what I meant about the Spurs losing by 25 was actually a good sign, because it could have got really, really rough there for them. But their reserves did battle back. They actually forced some of the Dallas rotation players to come back into the game, but Dallas still won by 25. And then the most recent loss came on Tuesday. The Spurs are back home after Christmas in San Antonio. They're hosting the Utah Jazz for the first time this season. They ended up losing by 12. This is one of those games, again, where the Spurs played well early on, and then Utah just makes a complete comeback. So what happened was the Spurs came out on fire out of the gate. They were actually up by 15 points in the first quarter. The Jazz fight back, make it a close game. But then it's in the fourth quarter where Utah completely takes over. They end up building a 20-point lead, and then the Spurs end up losing overall by 12, but we know that it was decided pretty much there in the fourth. Victor Wembanyama, for this game, he did play, but he was on a minutes restriction. He said he felt okay after the game, but Coach Pop said, he didn't look 100%, and because of that, they're going to continue to probably keep him on this minutes restriction going forward until he's back to 100% health with that ankle injury. Something else that we're going to talk about in this episode was that the Spurs started a new starting five, which I'll get into more detail in a bit here, but that's another new starting lineup for the team that was brought out in this game against Utah. And so Vegas said that the Spurs should have gone 0-3 in their last three games. They ended up going 0-3. Where are they now through 29 games? They are now 4-25 overall, so they still have a bottom three record right there with Detroit and with Washington. So if this record holds, and they're placing the standings, that means that they would have the best odds of getting the number one pick in the 2024 NBA draft. San Antonio, there is now 65% of the season still to be played. Where are they on offense? They are now 30th on offense since I last recorded. Before, they were 29. So they have fallen down to bottom, to last basically in the NBA. Offensively, they're 30th. And then defensively, they're still holding right there at 25th. But we have seen the last 2 weeks, their numbers aren't looking too good either on the defensive end. So that may start to slip a bit as well, unless the team starts to show some improvement. Just one trend that we're seeing right now is that the team is really struggling since they defeated the Los Angeles Lakers. So if you go back to December 15th, a few weeks ago, the Spurs finally ended their 18-game losing streak by defeating the Lakers, which we talked about. The Lakers were without multiple key players in that game, but San Antonio did get that win. But ever since then, the Spurs really haven't had many close competitive ball games. Basically, they've trailed by as many as 40 points, 24, 22, 41, and now 20 points in their last five games since they've lost. They haven't been able to get games down into crunch time. It's just been pretty much decided by that second half in most of these games. Now, we do want to mention, though, that This is taking into account these five games is that Wemby is on this minutes restriction. He's also missed some games because of injury. And so going forward, it's going to be kind of tough for San Antonio because they will either, Wemby will either be out of games or he'll be on a minutes restriction and he is their best player. They really do struggle when he's not available to the team to be out there on the floor with the players. And so that's something to keep in mind that, you know, it's, getting wins on the board is going to still continue to be difficult because now that Wemby's, you know, not 100% healthy like he was to start the season. And then regarding Wemby, Coach Pop has basically said he's going to remain. It looks like he's going to remain on this minutes restriction. He's already said that on the Thursday and Friday back-to-back at Portland, the Spurs' next two games, Wemby will not play in both of those games. Now, I am recording here at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. The injury report still hasn't been released, so he may either be out Thursday versus Portland or Friday versus Portland, but he should be out one of those two games. So again, you might know by the time you're listening to this, but as of 5 o'clock Mountain Time evening, he still has not, the Spurs have not released their injury report. Now, there could be some good news on the way in January, actually starting on Thursday, leading up to the end of January, in terms of getting some wins on the board. So what I mean by that is the Spurs do have one of their easier parts of their schedule coming up here in January. So here's what I mean. They're going to play Portland three times from now until the end of January. They're going to get two games this week against Portland on the road, and then they're going to have another one toward the end of the month. Portland has just 8 wins this year. They are also going to see the Detroit Pistons at some point in January. I think it's January 10th, that game, 2024. As you know, the Pistons have made history. They have the longest losing streak now in NBA history. I think it's 27 in a row. And so that's a big game there for the Spurs and Pistons, right now, by record, the two bottom teams in the league. So the Spurs will play the Pistons at some point in January. They're also going to get the Charlotte Hornets twice in January. And the Hornets aren't much better than San Antonio. They have just 7 wins for their season. And then lastly, they're going to play the Washington Wizards at least once in January as well, and the Wizards have the third worst record in the league with just 5 wins so far as I'm recording on December 27th. So again, I know that right now, you know, there's only 4 wins four wins for the team on the board with 25 losses, but January could be a good mark for them to try to see, you know, exactly, you know, where are they compared to some of these other bad teams, which they haven't played a lot of bad teams so far this year. We do want to caution, though, we saw what happened with that Utah game. You know, the Jazz, were one of those games that should have been a closer game for San Antonio. Vegas only had Utah favored by 2.5, and then the Spurs ended up going down by 20 and losing by 12. So again, we'll get to, there could be some positive signs for getting some wins on the board here in this coming month of January, starting with Thursday when the Spurs go to Portland to play the Portland Trailblazers twice. All right, so for the next topic, let's turn to this new starting lineup that the Spurs are using. So let's first talk about who the lineup is. It's Malachi Branham, Devin Vassell, Julian Champagny, Jeremy Sochan, and Victor Wembanyama. So what's the difference there in this lineup compared to the other one? It's that Keldon Johnson has now moved to the bench, and Julian Champagny has now moved from the bench to the starting role, to the starting five. Regarding data, there's not a lot of data for this group right now. It's a very, very, very small sample size, just 22 possessions they've logged together. They have a negative 27.3 net rating, but again, I don't want to go too much into the numbers because it's a very small sample size. The other two lineups they had used before, the one with Zach Collins starting and then the other one with Collins on the bench, that lineup had at least logged at least 162 possessions each. So again, there's not as much data yet. We've only seen this lineup so far, and basically 16 possessions. That's all it's all they had logged against Utah and in just one half. What we saw was that, you know, Pop had used this lineup just six possessions before Tuesday. And then he used the lineup to start off the game against Utah on
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
On Tuesday. And the reason why I say only 16 possessions is because we saw that in the third quarter, Malachi Branham really had some struggles to begin that third quarter against Utah, where he had He had missed a defensive rebound. Utah gets the ball back and ends up getting points on the other end. Then he ends up tries to throw a pass up top. Colin Sexton intercepts it. He takes it down court and finishes with a wide open dunk. And from there, Coach Pop, sent Branham out of the game. He only played 2 minutes in that third quarter. And then what we saw was that Branham never returned to the game really until garbage time with the last 2 minutes, where it was Trey Jones who got those point guard minutes, but then also Blake Wesley came off the bench and got some backup minutes as well. So again, regarding Branham, who's part of that new starting five, he didn't get a lot of playing time in this game against Utah. So again, I'm not sure if they're going to continue with this lineup, but for now, this looks like the new starting lineup. So why was this change made? There's two reasons for it. Offensively, when we look at the numbers, you do notice that Julian Champagne is more so a knockdown shooter. That's more so what he's going to do. He's a low usage player. He's not going to be running pick and roll or doing a lot of drives inside the basket like Keldon Johnson does. So he's going to be out there more so to provide more spacing. And for what Pop said is that he really wanted to give more opportunity to Victor Wembanyama and Devin Vassell, I guess, to create offensively. So they should have more shots and just opportunity to create for themselves and others. Now with Keldon coming off the bench, who's one of the high usage players on the team. One thing we noticed when we look at the wide open three data is that four of these five players can't shoot the wide open three. Now the volume is very low for a few players, like Jeremy Sohan's shooting well from three right now, but again, his volume is very low. Vassell and Champagne shoot really good and high volume on wide open threes, or not. I mean, they shoot well. They shoot a lot of threes, should I say? And then their accuracy as well from wide open three. Malachi Branham's a low high volume shooter from three, but his accuracy from wide open three is pretty respectable right now. And then the only player who's struggling from wide open three is just Wemby, but he doesn't get a lot of wide open threes from the defense. And then defensively, he should fit in. Champagne, he has, when you just run some of his per 36 numbers, he actually sticks out on the team in a few of the metrics. I know that blocks wise, he's only the fourth Spur who has more than 10 blocks so far this season. He has 14. And the other three Spurs who have more are all bigs. It's Wemby, Zach Collins, and Charles Bassey. And so again, that should open up more spacing for Wemby and Vassell to create, and also Sohan, as we've seen with the more so a knockdown shooter out there in Julian Champagne. So again, I really like to see, are the Spurs going to keep this unit? If they are, I do want to see what the numbers look like after a few games, like we got to see in the previous two lineups. And then regarding Keldon Johnson now moving to the bench, it wasn't a demotion. From what Coach Pop said, it was more so to kind of bring some more balance to the team. So what he really wants to see is, he says that Keldon will have a little bit more offensive opportunity with this group. So obviously, he's going to get more shot attempts now that, the bench unit is there for him to anchor. So he really wants more, Pop wants more balance, like I said, alongside, Zach Collins on the bench and Trey Jones and Doug McDermott and Jetty Osman. So that's why Keldon got moved to the bench. And what we've already seen so far in just two games, again, very small sample size, is that he is getting more opportunity. He's taking 18 shots a game right now, and he's finishing well with 21 points per game off the bench so far in just two games. So again, this is more so to create more balance for the team to not only try to win those minutes in the first unit, but then also be competitive right there in the second unit whenever Keldon, Zach, and Trey Jones do come into the game. And then regarding Keldon's first game off the bench officially with this new lineup, Coach Pop was very complimentary of him. He said, "I thought he was good. I thought that worked out well. It was mostly our starting team. I think they let us down more than anything." So again, Pop more so put that loss against the Jazz with the starting group, which again, they did struggle there in the second half. Like I said, the game really got away from them, but also they had really just logged one half together. So it is going to be more of an experiment for this group if Coach Pop continues to go along with this new starting lineup of Branham, Devin Vassell, Julian Champagne, Jeremy Sohan, and Victor Wembanyama. All right, so for our last topic here, it was a very, I'm going to call it just an interesting quote by Pop after the Jazz game. So he's demanding more consistency from some of the players. So here was part of his quote. So basically it starts off the quote by him, complimenting the Jazz, saying that they really played hard. They really play well together as a group. And so here I'm going to read it verbatim for the ending of the quote where it comes into the Spurs part. He says, "Will Hardy does a great job with them coaching, and they come after you for all 48. We still haven't figured that out yet. Part of it is youth. Part of it is that I probably need to demand from certain people. It's time that they have to be more consistent or I make changes." So again, that was Pop there. It was a very interesting quote post game because again, he's like, obviously we know the Spurs are a young team out there. They're struggling. at first, the message from Media Day was that the Spurs wanted to get more wins this year. Obviously, that doesn't look like the path anymore, especially the fact that they're 4-25 so far. And just to get wins on the board, just to get their first win, it took the Lakers sitting three of their starters. So, again, it's more so at this point, more of a learning type season, more of a growing opportunity for the young players. But Pop is saying that there are going to be, some sort of, consequences. If there's just mistakes being made nonstop, then there are going to be some changes to the team, which it looked like we saw one of those changes just on Tuesday against the Jazz. So my question is regarding this quote is, who does this apply to? There are some players who I think that this wouldn't apply to. Somebody like Victor Wembanyama, he's the number one pick. He needs to get as much NBA experience. Of course, we understand he's going to make mistakes on both ends of the court, I don't think this kind of a message applies to Wemby. I also don't think a player like Devin Vassell, just because we heard Pop say that, he really wants to get Wemby and Vassell more opportunity with the starting lineup. I think Keldon Johnson, the fact that Pop said he played really well in that first time off the bench, I think he's pretty safe to not really lose a lot of his minutes because, even though he's coming off the bench, he's going to be one of that anchors he's going to be one of the anchors for the team. I also think some veterans like Trey Jones, Zach Collins, Jetty Osman are pretty safe too. Whether it's coming off the bench, those players come in, they do what they're supposed to. And then I think Sohan would be pretty safe here just because I think more so they're kind of still experimenting of exactly where does he fit. We saw him play point guard for the first 20 games of the year. Now he's back to playing the four. So again, I think Sohan could maybe go in and out of the starting lineup, but again, I think his minutes will be there for him. He's still only in his second year as well. So I think that the players that to watch, obviously the first player that makes it very obvious was just because of Pop's move was Malachi Branham. So again, we've seen him. He normally comes off the bench. Lately, he's been starting with some of these new starting lineups. But we did see Pop make that move on Tuesday where Branham, right away had the turnover, missed a defensive assignment. And so Pop, pulled him and didn't really bring him back until, like I said, the last 2 minutes of the game. And we saw that Blake Wesley was giving some opportunity as well as Trey Jones. So again, I think Branham's one of those players to watch. Even though he played well, I'd also say watch Julian Szczepanyi just because, I know he's starting right now, but he's also one of those players who hasn't always been in the rotation. He can get some spot minutes here and there. Right now he's playing very well. So again, I think that if he keeps that up, he can try to keep that starting job. And then I just think of a veteran player like Doug McDermott, not because he's making a lot of mistakes out there. It's more so we've just seen his minutes this season. His minutes have really gone down this year, we've seen sequences where like Pop will play him for a half and then he doesn't play in the second half or he barely plays. And so I think just naturally, we're seeing Doug's minutes kind of start to fade here. So again, I am interested to see exactly who this quote exactly applies to. I also wonder if Pop's ready to start doing some of those old subbing patterns that he used to do back when the Spurs were championship contenders, when they had Tim, Tony, Manu, Kawhi, all those players. Sometimes, if those players had some bad quarters, he would just sit them, even though they were the veteran players, the go-to players for the team, just to kind of just remind them, you got to be out there competitive and not missing assignments. And so I do wonder too, even if some of the more established players, if they might lose just for a night, a half or a quarter just might get benched and, let some of the younger players go out there and get some minutes. It's just an interesting quote, the fact that he said there, it's time that they have to be more consistent and I have to make changes. So again, we will see what changes are going to be made regarding the team. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Spurs Cast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review on YouTube and your favorite podcast apps. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by Paul Garcia. From all of us at Project Spurs, stay safe and have a happy new year. We'll be back in 2024.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.